Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You'd think beating a game would be a badge of honour that most players hold dear, when in actual fact, it isn't at all. Sure, there are people out there that want a 100% games, but they're a rare breed. And this can come down to a number of things, with games sometimes being too long, and others just being straight up broken. Now and then a glitch or a bug slip through the cracks. With video games being so massive, and having so many people working on them, it's kind of understandable. In fact, it's a miracle that games ship at all. But then there are other games that ship so bad, it feels like a crime to put them out. That or sometimes one-off players might be the unfortunate person to interact with a certain bug. Let's take a look at them. I'm Ben Roy from WhatCulture.com, and this is 10 more video games that you can never finish. Number 10, stuck in the boss area. Wolfenstein Youngblood. Now in this new age of Bethesda published shooters, it's very well known that they don't pull any punches. So when Wolfenstein Youngblood landed in 2019 and forced co-op upon us, most assumed that this stopgap game would be, well, easier. They were wrong. This semi-open world shooter is still as punishing as the two main entries, and this time it had terrible checkpointing. If both players die in a mission, they would have to play the entire thing again, starting from scratch and wasting a good hour or so. And then there's the final boss, which really takes the cake. Basically, unlike the rest of the game, players get locked into this until they win. Even if they die, they're thrown back into the boss fight, and there's no way to back out. So if you're not ready, all you can do is lower the difficulty. Other than that, you're done for. Number 9. Tank instantly kills you. Resident Evil 6. It's no secret that Resident Evil 6 is one of the least popular games in the main series. Sure, this might be one of Capcom's best-selling games ever, but not many players actually beat it. And why? Well, it probably comes down to the fact that this had 3 full-length campaigns, and then a secret 4th one to beat, where player 2 was forced to be, well, man. On top of this, the gameplay took a significant step down, which just made this a slog. But all that aside, and there's still one section late in the third campaign that will cause players to drop this one entirely, if they made it that far. Towards the end, a tank comes out of nowhere, smashing through the wall like Kool-Aid Man, and then starts to chase the player. But if they're unfortunate enough to get caught, they could get stuck in a continuous death loop forever, basically stopping them from ever beating this one. Number 8. Quick saves from hell. Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow. PlayStation owners got a raw deal when it comes to the ports of Splinter Cell on PS2. Not only did they look worse, but they ran worse. The original Splinter Cell was even missing missions. So when it comes to the HD trilogy on PS3, it was finally time to rejoice. Well, for all of 5 minutes anyway. Both the original and Pandora Tomorrow were very similar, from mechanics all the way to menus, as they were pretty much the same game. We didn't really get any major overhauls until Chaos Theory, the true sequel, I guess. But one thing that will always haunt players creeping around in the dark is the save system. Now, quick saves are a godsend in any video game. Hit F5 on PC or pause and quick save on console and you're done. In Pandora Tomorrow, though, it was more of a curse. This being down to the fact that the save system was delayed, which meant the game was still saving after it said it was done. So if players were to get caught or die seconds later, that would be it. Game over. Even if they reloaded a save, they'd be caught in a continuous loop of failing the game. Number 7. Impossible VR missions on PS Now. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. Can one truly say they've ever beaten Metal Gear Solid 2 if they haven't beaten the endless amount of VR missions? Well, for the purpose of this list, no. And I'm not gonna lie, this is a personal gripe here. One thing that crops up over and over again is the length of games, and Kojima really went overboard with this one. But fast forward to present day, and thanks to the PS3 being weird, you know, with the Cell processor that caused everyone pain, well, it means the only way to play most of these games is on PS Now, which for the most part is fine, until the pressure-sensitive buttons come into play. They don't exist on the PS4, PS4 or PS5 controller, which makes hold-ups with the M4 impossible. You really can't beat this no matter how much you try and tap that button. It's got to be done on PS3 or Vita, or on 360 where they changed the controllers and took that out. Why didn't they take it out for PlayStation 3? For anyone that got stuck here, all I can say is transfer your saves to a PS3 and finish it off there. Number 6. PS4 and Xbox One versions are still unplayable. Cyberpunk 2077. After a long 6 months of being on the naughty step, Sony and the powers that be at PlayStation finally let Cyberpunk back on the store. So does that mean CDPR fixed all the bugs and made the game bearable for players around the world? Well, according to the official statement by PlayStation, nope. So yes, while the game is technically playable on PS4, I wouldn't recommend it. And if you're thinking of beating this one, it's a dangerous route to take. What with the game barely running on PS5 and Xbox Series X at times? Unlike The Witcher 3, where most people didn't beat it because there was so much content, this one is just so broken we can't do it anymore. Maybe it's just time to give up on Cyberpunk altogether. Or maybe give it 6 more months. Number 5. Act 3 Falls Apart. Gears 5. By all accounts, Gears 5 is the pinnacle of the franchise. But why does the 5th major game make this list? Well, Act 3 is almost unplayable. Gears 5 had done what no other game did before that, and went semi-open world. Which on paper is a great idea, but when it came to the servers, it was a nightmare. Something was going wrong with Act 3 towards the end, and at launch, it kept crashing over and over again. Even if you're playing local with a friend, I did this and it happened to us locally on split screen. Over a year later and these crashes still happen, even on the next gen systems. So unless players are graced by the server gods, they'll be stuck surfing the red sands of Vasgar till Gear 6. Number 4. Spawn Glitch. Dead Island. Anyone who's ever heard of Dead Island knows about that trailer, or was drawn in by it. This cinematic masterpiece slowly reversed as we saw people die in horrible fashion, to some somber and very recognizable music. It was the stuff of marketing genius. But when this thing came out, to say it's a hot mess is an understatement. Dead Island didn't have a smooth development, to say the least. And it was on fire for the most part, but one glitch that made it almost impossible for some to beat came during escort missions. Thanks to the game's spawning system, which would resurrect the player miles away from the bot they were trying to protect. So, thanks to this glitch, a critical escort mission would take place and then fail. Then it would reload and fail again, locking the player into a game over cycle forever. Number 3. Crashes and crushing dice rolls. XCOM 2. The XCOM series isn't for casual players. Now, this isn't some sort of elite statement meant to divide players in an endless cycle of online rage. It's just a cold hard fact. Since the reboot, both this and the first game have some of the lowest completion rates on PSN and Xbox. And sadly, with the second installment of this rebooted franchise, this came down to some rough technical issues. The dice rolls here are legendary for being so punishing. It doesn't matter how close you are, how high the percentage is, sometimes players just miss. They get a big nope, and then they get killed themselves. Which is the name of the game, really. But when combat is this tough, we at least want the game to be stable. At a moment's notice, this game would crash. So really, this one just encouraged us to save scum even more. Number 2. Level 22. Donkey Kong. Bringing it right back to the classic era of gaming, and Donkey Kong just shows us that players have been dealing with glitches and bugs since gaming started. But unlike now, back then games couldn't be patched at a moment's notice, and saves were just a dream. So when it came to arcade games that were designed to consume your coins, this meant that some unlucky soul could travel across town for nothing. It also doesn't help that Donkey Kong is one of the hardest games ever to be committed to code. Seriously, it's punishing. But as players controlled Jumpman and avoided those barrels thrown at them by Kong himself, they also had to be wary of level 22. Sometimes this level would cause the timer to move at light speed, which would give players no time to climb to the top, thus leaving those kill screen dreams in the dust. Number 1. The Jank. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Nostalgia is a powerful thing. At first glance, the 5th generation was utterly mind-blowing, but as video games matured, this one has largely aged the worst. Today, many of those games on the PS1 and N64 feel janky as hell, and this was especially the case for Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace on PS1. Go to Auto Gunga and make one wrong step, and the Gungans will make it impossible to finish that level, or perhaps push a crate just to fall through the world. Yep, that happened. And then there's level 5, which is just one long escort mission. Players have to save Queen Amidala herself from the invading Trade Federation. And this is the stuff of nightmare. She'll get caught on objects, run into enemies, and spin around in a circle, waiting to be shot. Oh, and be careful not to step on her dress, as this NPC is more focused on that than avoiding the battle tank.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.